With that, a warm-hearted good morning greeting you from God's footstool, God's gift to South Africa and surrounding areas, where we preach the good news, the gospel, the fact that the one and only true God, omniscient, all-powerful, majestic God, who came to this world incarnate in His Son, Jesus Christ, revealed Himself unto mankind and paid the full price, laid Himself down so that you and I can have life. And therefore on this radio station we proclaim unashamedly so unto the ends of the earth that Jesus is God. That through a small nation in the Middle East, the Israelites, Israel, God has revealed Him to all the earth. Was reading in God's Word this morning in, let me just get the book here for you. It's Isaiah 45. Five times in Isaiah 45, God says, besides me, there's no other gods. None. He is the one and true and only God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it's in the precious name of this God that I greet you wherever you are. Pray His peace to be on you, with you, and to go with you throughout this day. The Lord has laid a very particular scripture on my heart to share with you this morning. And lately, when I look at social media, it's almost like we as a nation have lost our fear for the Lord. And when I speak about fear, I'm talking about a reverent awe. The holiness of God. The Bible says, be ye holy, for I am a holy God. When the people of Israel lost their fear of the Lord, trouble started. And in general, if you just look at Bible history, when people in general lose their fear of God, bad things happen. I want to say this to you, we have nothing to fear. Psalm 76 speak about it, but then again, fearing God seems to be a strange way of knowing God. Solomon, the wisest man on the face of this planet who ever lived, wasn't Einstein, it was Solomon, said, the fear of the Lord is beginning of knowledge. Proverbs 1:7. Die vrees van die Here is die begin van alle kennis. How can we know God by fearing Him? If we fear Him, well, then we accept His majesty, don't you agree? We recognize that He is the one and only true God. As Psalms 45 says, there is no other. The rest is brick and mortar, the works of man's hand. Die een kant van die stomp. Kerf jy beeld uit en bid hy aan, en die ander kant van die stomp maak jy vir hom kos mee gaar. The fear of the Lord. It's the starting point of our relationship with God. The basis from which you and I can build and grow spiritually. Three times in this psalm, Psalm 76, Asaph used the words, fear. When you read Psalm 76, it's a brief history of God's deliverance of Israel from Egypt. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. Psalm 76 and verse 1. His name is great in Israel, the Shema. The Lord our God is one. Behold, there is but one God. And so the Israelites, this nation in that I've just said to you, through which God revealed Himself through all the earth, they had seen God's power. They had seen God's might. When He covered the Pharaoh, when He made fish food of Pharaoh's chariots in the Red Sea, they feared Him. When God sent His judgment to Moses in verse 8 Exodus 19 and verse 9. The Israelites had been sanctified and prepared to meet God at the foot of Mount Sinai. You know the story. You've read it many times. The Bible says the people were not allowed to climb the mountain, although they were allowed to listen and watch when Moses received the Ten Commandments. They saw the thundering. They heard the thunderings, the lightning flashes, the sounds of the trumpets, the mountain smoking. They have seen. Lots of witnesses. In fact, you can find the story written up in God's Word in Exodus 20 and verse 18. You know what they said to Moses? They said to Moses that they were afraid. And Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you." Is the Lord testing you? Have you lost your fear of the Lord? Do you still have a reverent awe of the Lord God of Israel? Do not fear, for the Lord has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin. In verse 20, so that you may not sin. You see, fear of God is part of recognizing God as Lord and making a decision to follow him rather than the forces of darkness, rather than sin, the things of this world, die goed van die vlees, wat net tydelik is, dis geestelike goed, wat ewigheidswaarde het. When you read Psalm 76, Asaph speaks about Jehoshaphat's reign, and he says, "The earth feared and was still." Israel's enemies feared the power of God. They knew way back then. We live in a so-called enlightened age. We have the internet. Knowledge is at our fingertips, and yet we've lost the fear of the Lord. The Bible says, and because the enemies feared the power of God, because of this, there was peace in the land for 20 years. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 29. When there's a reverent awe, when there's a fear of the Lord, there is peace. There's no bribery. There's no murder, no mayhem, no chaos. Das nie verval nie. And so we know, as children of the Most High God, as sojourners just passing through, that so many has lost the fear of the Lord. It's a third reference to fear that says we should bring presents to him who ought to be feared in verse 11. This is how we show respect for the Lord. But he wants us to bring him more than offerings. He wants your time. He wants my time. He wants Bible study. He wants prayer and service. Do we still do that? Spend time with the Lord. If we cook a pot of chicken soup for a neighbor, fix a flat tire for a stranger. Have you done some such things? The Bible says we should do it as if for the Lord himself we're receiving that gift. Now we live in a day and age where people love to take selfies when they do these things. And it's kind of selfish to do this, because it's not unto the Lord. It's to be recognized, to be seen. The Bible says, when you give, give in secret. The right hand shouldn't know what the left hand is doing. Moenie foto's neem en dit op Facebook plaas en op Instagram. Maar doen dit soos vir die Here. Gaan uit en wees goed in hierdie dag. Geloof en werke, werke en geloof. I said to you in the beginning, when People lose their fear of God, bad things happen. God's judgment is swift and certain. I'm speaking about Assyria. When you read the Bible, Assyria that lost their fear of the Lord God, and God killed 185,000 of them. 2 Kings 19:35. Recently, I had the privilege of walking through the ruins of Pompeii. And I was absolutely astounded that not far away from Pompeii, the ruins of Pompeii, was a little rock mound called Mount Vesuvius that has been placed there even before the beginning of time, because God knew the people would lose their fear of the living God. And then terrible calamities befall mankind, and we turn around and we point our bony little fingers towards heaven and we blame God. We says, if you're a God of love, why do you do these things? But we fail to acknowledge that we've lost our fear for the Lord. When the church lost its fear of God in the New Testament, you know what happened to Ananias and Sapphira? Acts 5. And we see these things happen all around us on a daily basis. You just have to open up Facebook in South Africa, social media, to see that we've lost the fear of the Lord. Jesus said, and remember when we started this morning's devotion, I said, we have nothing to fear. As children of the Most High God, as blood-bought covenant children of God, Jesus said, fear God, not circumstances. Jesus himself said, seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's always good to go and read the scriptures and check it out and make sure trusting is good, checking is better. Luke 12:31-32. If we serve God with our whole heart, we have nothing to fear. Maar die waarheid is, ons is baie keer so skapies, koppie onderste bo, and one nibble at a time we go astray. And when we look up, we far away from the flock. We far away from the protection of God. And we strayed into the world with all its offerings. Alles wat die wêreld te bied het, om die vlees te behaag, vir die tydelike, vir hier en nou. The Bible is very clear. It says, if we're serving God with our whole heart, we have nothing to fear. If we honor Him with our presence, we have nothing to fear. If we love Him enough to put Him first in our lives, we have nothing to fear. If we have given our hearts to Him, submitted our all to Him, we have nothing to fear. Have you submitted your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you given your life over to this God? Psalm 76 says, verse 1, and in fact there's only 12 verses, in Judah God is known. I so wish with every fiber in my being that we as South Africa, at the most southern tip of this continent, can shout out and truly say, not just idle lip service, but truly say, in South Africa, God is known. His name is great in Israel. I so wish we can say His name is great in South Africa. Verse 2 says, in Salem also is His tabernacle, and his dwelling place is in Zion. There he broke the arrows of the bow, the shield, and the sword of the battle. The Bible says, "You are, O Lord, more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted were plundered. They have sunk into their sleep, and none of the mighty men have found the use of their hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and the horse were cast into a dead sleep." Verse 7 says, "You yourself are to be feared, the God of Israel. And who may stand in your presence? When once you are angry, you cause judgment to be heard from the heavens. The earth feared and was still. When God arose to judgment to deliver all the oppressed of the earth. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. With the remainder of wrath you shall gird yourself, make vows to the Lord your God and pay them." Sy beloftes aan die Here gemaak het, kom dit na. Is met vrees en bewering wat ek hierdie skrifgedeelte lees. Wanneer ons beloftes aan die Here maak, is ons woord nog ons eer. That all who are around him bring him presents to him who ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is awesome to the kings of the earth. We know that this God is yes and amen. We know that God exists. The Bible says even the demons know it and they shudder with fear. In fact, the Bible says even the demons believe and they shudder with fear. And here we are, puny humans. And so my prayer is this morning, Lord, that you would stir our hearts, God of Israel, God of Abram, Isaac, Jacob, eternal God, God of the prophets, God of Radio Pulpit, God of South Africa. I speak it over this land. I speak it over its government. I speak it over its people. Over every tribe, tongue, and nation in South Africa this morning. That wisdom starts with the fear of the Lord. That we would search our own hearts to see, do I have a respect, a awe, a fear of the Lord God of Israel, the one and only true God? Het ek 'n respek vir die Here, 'n gesonde respek en 'n agting vir die Here. Lord God, come and stir our hearts. Be the whirlwind in our DNA that brings us back to that place of repentance that says, Lord, I have lost my fear of you. The Bible says there is a way that looks right unto man and the end thereof is death. And so many unknowingly are on this road. The Bible says that we are to search ourselves to see if Christ is in us. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Father, help us to search ourselves. We can think of a million others. If we look at outward appearance of man and say, well, he, she, they're not on the road, but am I? Am I? Here, help me om my eie hart te ondersoek. Te kyk of ek nog 'n gesonde respek en 'n eerbied vir U het, vir die heilige naam. Bring me to that place, Lord, where I stand with a repentant heart before you and say, I am he, I am she, who have lost that awe, that fear, because of the world that we find ourselves in. The days are evil. Your coming is close, Lord. We know. but stir our hearts this morning once again. So many prophecies, Lord, of a revival that will break forth from the most southern tip of this continent. Lord, we hold on to that. Dat daar hier vanuit Suid-Afrika, Here, revival sal uitbreek. 'N vernuwing. 'N eerbied vir die heilige naam. 'N respek vir wie U is. But also a knowing to fear God and not circumstances. Because even in the circumstances this day, you will be with us, your words full of promises, and we stand on your word this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Baie dankie vir die voorreg dat ek vanoggend die woord van die Here, Psalm 76, met jou kon deel. En dat ek en jy ons eie harte sal ondersoek en sê, het ons nog 'n gesonde eerbied, 'n gesonde vrees vir die lewende Here van hemel en aarde. 5 keer sê die woord van die Here in Jesaja 45, daar's geen ander God, geen ander gode nie. Ja, die mens het sulke goed uitgedink, and there's demonic powers and demonic forces. But apart from the God of Israel, there is none other. So we've got nothing to fear, except having a reverent awe of this God. There's Missy Hale on the turntable, a song that says, "Fear not. Nothing will happen to you this day that God do not know the answer, do not know how to solve the problem. God will be in the circumstances with you." Hou goeie moed, die Here is met jou. Hou jy net 'n heilige eerbied en 'n respek vir hom.